The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends, Friday, May the 4th. And what better way to go into a weekend than with my friend, singer, songwriter, storyteller, all around nice guy.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that for an introduction.
Thank you.
Larry Brown, good to have you here.
A little something later for you in the tip bucket. <Yeah.
laughs> Okay. But Larry Brown is with us, and you're not gonna sing today. You're gonna tell a story.
It's a Mexican story.
Yeah, Mexican story. Okay, yes, and yes. The name of it is the Rooster in the Sky.
Yeah, El Negro Gallo del Cielo.
The Black Rooster of the Sky. Okay, all right. So here it is, Larry Brown, with the Black Rooster of the Sky.
In the year of our Lord 1519, Hernan Cortez marched from the sea, in today's Veracruz, all the way to the Valley of Mexico, today Mexico City, but then it was the capital of the Mexica, the Aztec Empire. As Cortez made his way to the city, he picked up all sorts of indigenous groups who were dissatisfied with the Aztec Empire, and they joined him in an army that went into the city of the Triple Alliance, Tenochtitlan. Cortez saw before him the largest city he'd ever seen, with more color, more people. It was an elaborate city, but within a few months he had brought destruction to not only that city, but to the whole empire. In fact, 100 years, it went from 20 million people to less than 100,000. Because he brought disease. He brought livestock that they'd never experienced before, cattle and horses and war dogs. But he brought also a Spanish chicken. It was the pollo verde, the green chicken of Spain. But as that whole city went into ruin with the conflict, and the leader, whose name was Montezuma, was killed, people were fleeing the city. You see, Cortez arrived at the time that had been predicted that the god Quetzalcoatl would come back, the feathered serpent. And there was stories that the feathered serpent would appear as a light-skinned man with a beard, and Cortez played that up, of course. But as people fled the city and the destruction and the power of Cortez, one man, a Nahuatl-speaking man, slipped out of the city, made his way to the northwest, and eventually found himself in the Copper Canyon, Cañon del Cobre, and he had taken with him two of the Spanish chickens. Well, as legend has it, an eagle had captured one of those chickens, a hen, and had taken it up into the sky. And the legend went that every 3 or 4 generations, a rooster that was more like an eagle would appear in the canyon, with wings and beak and talons of an eagle. In the year of our Lord 2009, Diego was a Mexican immigrant into the United States, had been working for 1.5 years in the food processing plants. He had dreamed that he would earn enough money that one day he would buy back the hacienda that belonged to his Spanish family. But it was taken over in the Mexican Revolution at the beginning of the 20th century as haciendas were given back to indigenos, given back to the poor people of the land, mestizos. But he would earn enough money to one day buy it back. After NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, some of the Indian-owned ejidos, communal land, was being privatized. He would take advantage of that. As he was reading the newspaper one day, practicing English with his fellow workers, he saw a little story about illegal cockfighting, and he had an idea. There were rumors that the black chicken of the sky, the El Negro Gallo del Cielo, had appeared again in the Copper Canyon. He would take his money and buy that rooster, and he would be in cockfighting competitions and earn enough money to buy back the hacienda. And that's what he did. After journeying to the Copper Canyon, negotiating with the Tarahumara, he took that rooster and he fought all across the Mexican border, one city to another. He would call his fiancée, Selena, and report how much money he was making. He had taken $5,000 to $10,000 to $50,000 and more. But one day a message had come to him that an old Indian, a viejo indigenos, at a chicken called Quetzalcoatl that was also undefeated, like his own El Gallo Negro del Cielo. And that would be the competition. And sure enough, in the city of Ciudad Juarez, the stage was set. People were passing back their money and their bets. It was going to be tremendous. And Diego had put all of his money in because this was the best rooster ever to fight. But as the fight began, that little brown rooster, Quetzalcoatl, owned by the old Indian, would just hunker down in a brown ball. And then all of a sudden, in a surprise move, he charged against the black rooster, throwing it against the wall, breaking his beak and a wing. And all was lost. And as tearful Diego left the arena, knowing he would have to call Selena to report that there was no money, no buying of the hacienda, a man made his way to Diego and, putting his arm around him, said, "Oh, Diego Hernan Cortez, you have just lost to an old Indian." And Diego said, "And who was that old man?" And he said, "Ah, he goes by the name of Montezuma, and he has gotten his revenge."
That's pretty good joy there, Larry Brown. Well, Montezuma's revenge.
Montezuma. In the form of a rooster.
Is that your story?
Oh, that's my story.
Yeah.
That's more. Dipping into, you know, some bits and pieces of legend and history.
Yeah, yes, very good. Singer, songwriter, storyteller, Larry Brown, keep you on the edge of your seat. Do you have any events coming up?
Well, I've got a number of festivals this spring, and I'm going to be, of course, participating in festivals all across Missouri.
Storytelling festivals.
Yes.
So if people would like to book you, or if they want to come to one of your festivals, or if they want to pick up one of your DVDs or CDs, how do they do that?
Well, you may look at my website, brownstory.com.
And all the information's on there.
My schedule information, contact information is there, CDs that I have available, and a DVD. The story that I told is on a DVD called Just Us Chickens.
Yeah.
And it's a story of chickens. This one's a little bit more on the dark side.
Yeah,
The others are more humorous. Or they may contact me at Brown Story.
Do you ever just... You're riding along in your car, or you're sitting reading the newspaper, and all at once an idea for a story comes up, and you feel compelled that you have to put this down in writing, or you have to record it because this is too good to let it go by and you might forget it?
Oh, sure. I'll take notes. If I can get to a tape recorder or to some kind of device, I can get it jotted down.
But yeah.
Inspiration comes, and I have to go with it.
All right. Larry Brown, thank you so much for coming by. You're an inspiration to me. All right. Let's see. Monday, Habitat for Humanity, and we'll tell you about Teachers Appreciation Week. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch it again, or to watch this program, or to listen to it again, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.